At first glance, this gospel can seem a little difficult to understand because we're wondering maybe what the vineyard is and who are the servants. Well, there's some clues in Isaiah because Isaiah uses the same sort of language about the vineyard as Jesus does. But if there was any sort of confusion, the responsorial psalm has us repeat over and over again, "The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel." So much for suspense and mystery. So we look at the gospel as the house of Israel. And the people in Jerusalem would have understood this as being Jerusalem itself, a place with a wall and a tower and a high place. This would have been the city of Jerusalem, surrounded by a wall with the temple as its tower. And of course, those who are sent are the prophets, giving them the opportunity always to turn back towards God and telling them how to do that. But we see throughout history, including Isaiah, that they are a group of people that are abused. They are exiled, beaten up, and even killed through history. And so finally, God sends his son. Now, when the son goes to the vineyard folks have sort of an odd idea. Well, if we kill the son, we'll get the inheritance. And that's the twisted thinking of somebody who is mired in sin. Because, of course, the owner's not going to give the inheritance to somebody who kills his own son. But even then, he gives them a chance to repent. So what we have here are people that think that to get the inheritance, they have to do violence to those that have it. And that's exactly what happened with Jesus. So if we look at the history of when Jesus comes into the world, why did the Jewish leaders turn him over to Pilate? Because he felt like he was taking the popularity and the importance that they had. Pilate felt that his political power was in danger. So he had Jesus killed. These are people that are trying to hold on to their meager power by killing the Son of God. It's the same attitude that the vineyard folks have. But ultimately, Christ only wants to give to us, because we're often guilty of the very same things. Yes, this is a parable in one sense about the fact that the Jewish people rejected him, the leaders, and so salvation comes to us, most of whom descend from Gentiles. But then we do the very same things that the Jewish people did. We try to hold on to the meager things that we have, whether it's our wealth or our time or our convenience, and we deny the fruits of the harvest to the Lord, who doesn't want to take and keep our harvest. God is God. He already has everything. He doesn't need what we have to offer him. But when we come to Mass and we offer him our lives, he takes that. He takes the harvest. He increases it 100-fold and he gives us infinitely more. So when we come with what we have here and offer it to God, he gives us himself, which is infinite. The way to inherit the entire vineyard is to honor the Son, who comes not to serve, not to be served, but to serve. It's what most people cannot wrap their minds around, because most people are out for themselves. But God wants us to look beyond that and to receive so much more. So if we look at the vineyard as being our life, because we each have a little part of the vineyard, we've each been given a little part of the church, with ourselves, perhaps our family, our church, then there's certain things that God wants us to do. He wants us to cultivate it. And you know, virtue is a habit. It's just as St. Thomas Aquinas calls it a habitus, a habit. It's something that we do over and over again. This is why we talk about cultivating good habits. We cultivate a good habit in that vineyard, and we live a virtuous life. And we weed out the things that we don't need, the things that cause us to sin, that cause us to turn in on ourselves. We also have to nourish it. We have to fertilize and water the vineyard. And we do that through our prayers and good works. by participating in the sacraments. We have to know how to do these things. How do we have good habits and a virtuous life? How do we pray? How do we get the most out of the sacramental means that God gives us for grace? That's why we have to study our faith and engage in spiritual reading. And then we have to bring the harvest to the Lord. And that's what the Mass is all about. This is why when the priest is preparing the gifts, he says, "Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be offered to God, the Almighty Father." So when we gather up everything that we have harvested in our vineyard, we bring it to the Lord. And it's quite meager. It's not a big harvest usually. But whatever we bring, if we bring it with a sincere heart, God offers himself to us, which is infinite. He does that in the Eucharist. And by giving us the grace that we need in order to do a better job in the vineyard the next week. And when we do that, when we bring everything of ourselves to God and we work during that week to cultivate a good harvest, then we'll be prepared when the landowner comes. Because we'll have honored his son. And his son will in turn glorify us. We always receive so much more than we give. And we will be prepared to accept the greatest gift of all at the end of our lives, the kingdom of heaven. Because we'll have been those good and faithful servants tending the vineyard and bringing our gifts in due season.